This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
But you do want to answer questions.
I don't want to be victimized anymore, Phil. I really don't.
All right. What happened, Margaret, was you were driving home from a fundraiser the other night. And where are you right now?
We're picking up two of our Afghans. It's a dog training place in Santa Monica.
All right. You're not at home.
I'm not at home, no, but we'll be home soon.
All right. You were driving home from a fundraiser the other night, and you hit someone.
I hit one of these homeless people that will jump out and try to get money, insurance money. Now, I continued home, and it was at that time that I realized I had left the scene of an accident, and that's when I asked my cleaning woman, and she is Amparo Garcia, to tell the police that it was her that was driving the car. Now,
why were you under the influence of alcohol?
I'm going to answer all of your questions, Phil, and then I reserve the right to make a statement.
But can you answer my question?
Then I reserve the right to make a statement.
All right, I'll give you that. Were you under the influence of alcohol?
I had some white wine, and I had had a sampling of some of the tequila that they were preparing at the fundraiser. This was for the Afghanistan relief.
All right, you were under the influence of alcohol.
I said I'd had some white wine, yes.
So you're driving down Pacific Coast Highway, and you hit a homeless person.
I hit this girl who was, apparently was the daughter of this homeless man. Now, what these people do, Phil...
All right, you're going to get to make your statement. Then you went home...
I went home, and I told my cleaning lady, I have an idea that is going to help me, and it will still help you. And that is, I told her to tell the police when they show up she was driving the car.
And she did that?
And she did do that, yes. The police have her in custody. I am told by our attorney that the worst thing that could happen to her most probably will be she'll be deported to Mexico, and then she can come back across the border and work for us again. So I don't think she'll be charged with a crime. I think...
Well, that's felony hit and run, and you say she hit a little... She didn't hit anybody, right? You hit a little girl.
Phil, let me explain something. These...
Now, wait a minute. I told you you could make a statement, but you hit a little girl.
Some girl that was... The two of them were homeless. Yes.
Now, you're at a dog training place?
Yes.
Why am I hearing animals in pain?
No, Phil, they're not in pain. They're being... This is an obedient school. And they use the carrot and the stick. It's almost an aversion therapy, but the dogs are fine, Phil. And we have two Afghans we're picking up.
All right, Margaret Gray with us. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. The syndicated columnist could have been arrested the other night for felony hit and run. Instead...
I'd like to make my statement, too, Phil.
All right, but hold on. Instead, she talked her cleaning woman into telling the police that she did it. And she's going to be at... where was she taken?
She was taken to a substation, a sheriff's substation.
She'll probably be deported back to Mexico. So she's not legal?
Oh, no, no. She's not.
All right, she's not legal, so she'll be deported back to Mexico. And then you say, what's the upside?
Well, what I think is wonderful about this is she'll be in Mexico for a few months. She can come back over the border the way those people do, and then make her way back to Los Angeles, and she can be in my employ again.
When you say the way those people do... A lot of them come over...
Well, Phil, you know what I'm talking about.
No, but a lot of them come over in a dangerous way. They're coming across the river. They're coming across miles of desert. They're coming across interstate highways where they can get hit by cars.
No, you know what I mean, Phil. There are ways that they come across where they go across the border.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This lady is going to go back to Mexico. All right, now make your statement.
Here's my statement. These homeless people, especially in California, will jump in front of your car to try and get insurance money. In this case, as I was driving home the other night, it wasn't just a homeless person. He used his own daughter. And I saw that it was a young girl of about 13 or 14. She was not seriously hurt. She was, I believe she sustained some injury, Phil, and some of it internal, but she is, my understanding is she's going to be fine.
Internal injuries.
Can I finish my statement?
I'm having a hard time.
May I finish my statement?
Go ahead.
The girl's going to be fine. These homeless people will jump in front of your car and get hit. I knew this. I have a career as one of the top writers in this country. I work on behalf of charity. I have interviewed some of the biggest stars in the business. I have been an advocate for many of our actors. I can't afford an arrest right now. I can't afford a felony conviction right now. I instead, and perhaps morally wrongfully, talked my cleaning woman into taking, you know, Phil.
Taking the rap.
Taking the rap, yes. She will be deported back to Mexico and will make her way back to us sometime mid-year 2003. I can't take a felony bust right now. This goes back to my youth. I'd be happy to be clear with you on that, Phil.
All right.
I was arrested for solicitation when I was 19. I had just come to California. It was the only time. After that, I got on the straight and narrow. I got a job at one of the studios. And I've become, I think, a wonderful human being.
You were arrested for prostitution.
Yeah, for solicitation. For solicitation. One more felony bust in my jacket, and the party's over. So
19, how old are you now?
I'm 53.
I don't think a felony conviction now is good. 19 was a long time ago. Our number is 1-800.
Well, Phil, it's the kind of thing that scares you.
I understand. 1-800-449-8686. Mary, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray, syndicated columnist.
Margaret, how can you call yourself a wonderful human being when you're referring to these Mexican people? I myself am a wealthy Mexican-American. How can you refer to yourself as a wonderful person when you refer to these people as beneath you?
I never used those words at all.
Yes, you did. You
when said did I say
those people, like they're beneath you. How do we do? Please tell me.
How do you interpret that as being below? I said you people have your way of getting over the border.
As it, everyone who comes into this America is an immigrant. In case you have not noticed, your relatives are immigrants as well.
Legally.
How we get here does not matter.
Legally.
Wait a minute.
You hired her illegally, so therefore
yes.
You're responsible for her.
Oh, you know as well as
and
I
for
do
you to...
that you stand under trees waiting for people to come and have you do day service.
How long? But this lady's been with you for 12 years, hasn't she?
And you ship her off and say that it's an upside. How did she benefit in this way from at all?
Because
how did
she
benefit?
She can come back and work.
Like
for
it's a pleasure to work for you. Like you that like
and
that's
me,
like that's
I
her
pay
dream.
Her $250 a week, and that's the going rate.
That's not a lot.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
$250.
You know what? That's real dear of you.
You know something.
And to ship her off like she's because she's not you.
I can't take a felony bust at this time. I told her that the worst thing that will happen to her is she'll be deported to Tijuana. Within 6 months to a year, she's back across the border. She's at our home and she's working again.
How is that beneficial to anybody?
She comes
Why would
back
she
to
want
America.
To go all the way back, risk her life by being shot to death by Border Patrol
well,
to come back
any...
and be a pizzle.
All right,
let me
ask you a question.
You.
Did you threaten her?
I beg your pardon.
Did you threaten her?
I asked her to do.
You probably told her she had to do this, you'd call INS on her, didn't you?
I did not, Phil, because that is absolute slander. Absolute slander.
Slander? How did this lady get back to Mexico?
She's going to go back. She'll be deported for her felony arrest.
She didn't hit anybody, did she?
She didn't do anything wrong for you
she's
to send her
a vacation.
Away.
She's getting
besides
a vacation.
Being an illegal citizen.
She's getting a vacation.
A vacation.
A vacation?
Right.
Are you paying for her to be on
Look,
vacation?
She's a big
to
girl.
Stay in a hotel
got,
in Acapulco?
She's a big girl. She got here once. She can get here again. Good God. Don't you understand?
Why don't you try and then tell me how big of a girl she is?
Why don't I try what? Do you realize that I have been involved in some of the biggest fundraisers for charity? I have a column that's in 150 newspapers. You
money talks.
Me, you
money
me.
Talks, doesn't it? That you doesn't mean that you can treat people fairly.
All right. Listen, Mary, thank you for your call. And you're at a dog training place.
You know, I really wish you'd stop asking me that.
You're at a dog training place.
Yes, I am.
I'm hearing dogs that sound like they're in pain.
It is a dog obedience school, Phil. And I really resent the slander that you're allowing your listeners and yourself.
I'm not slandering anybody. I'm asking, did you threaten that woman?
I told Umpal this is the best thing for both of us. She allows the American policeman to arrest her. She's deported. 6 months to a year, she's back on the beach.
All right, 1-800-44. Can you move someplace away from where those dogs are being trained? 1-800-44.
I'm sorry, Phil.
Can you move somewhere away from where those dogs are being trained, please? 1-800-449-8686. The basic story is Margaret Gray, who is a well-known writer, and we're happy to get her on the air, hit someone on PCA on Pacific Coast Highway the other night under the influence. She was under the influence of alcohol. She left the scene of the accident, went home, and got her cleaning woman, talked her cleaning woman into taking the rap. The cleaning woman, she says, will be deported and she'll be back in America in 6 months. And Margaret doesn't have to take the rap for this thing. Now, the problem is that the person that she hit was a 14-year-old homeless girl who we found out just minutes ago from the hospital is in intensive care. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. So an illegal immigrant who's in this country illegally anyway, is it wrong for her to take a rap that she's not guilty of? She'll get shipped back to Mexico, where she probably belongs, and then she can sneak back across. Or should Ms. Gray take the full brunt of what is obviously a felony hit and run? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
This is The Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And that's what I did, Phil. It's the best of both worlds, because I am...
Hold on, we're back. 1-800-449-8686.
I am a nationally syndicated writer. So we were at this fundraiser. I had some white wine. We had a couple of Rob Roys. I had a very difficult month. Frank's health, Jason's auditions. We're helping with a new Rosie magazine, God willing, and I've got my fingers crossed on that. And, of course, the fall television season. I had a couple of drinks. It felt good. I played a little bit. The Foleys were there. A wonderful...
I don't know who the Foleys are.
Scott and Jennifer.
Scott and Jennifer who? Scott Foley?
Scott Foley and his wife Jennifer, yes. Oh, my God, you don't know who we're talking about, do you?
I know. I thought you were going to get away from where these dogs are being trained.
Phil, I'm picking my afghans up right now. But the point is this. I have asked Amparo... Go ahead and tell the police that you hit this homeless girl. You won't go to jail.
What if she does go to jail, okay? What if this woman, this Mexican immigrant who barely speaks English, does go to jail? You talk her into taking a felony hit and run rap for you. What if she does go to jail?
My attorney says she won't. All right?
1-800-449-8686.
Phil, I am not a monster. I sent an anonymous donation of $100 to a hospital where the girl's recovering to cover for her eye surgery.
Now she has eye surgery.
She lost the use of one eye, yes. But this is what these people do, these homeless. They jump out in front of your car so they can get the insurance money. No siree. Not me. Not this girl here. I've been around the block a few times.
So you leave the scene of an accident so you don't get stuck for the insurance money.
I did not weave. I did not swerve. She was in the middle of the road.
Well, then why didn't you tell the police that?
Phil, I...
Because you'd had a couple of drinks, huh?
Yes. And as a member of the entertainment industry, I thought you would know how important it is to partake in alcohol at an industry event. It is expected.
1-800-449-8686. Sharon, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I have never heard such pompous BS in my life. No wonder we're having the Enrons, the Adelphia cables, the WorldCom problems that we're having now. When you hear someone
who goes on and on about how wonderful she is
and refuses to take any responsibility
for
any of the damage that she does.
Are you hanging the Enron thing on me? Good God.
Who do you think you are? You think you're more important than that girl because she's homeless? I've never heard such funk in my life.
No, I don't think
every single person is important. Just because you sent her $100, what is that supposed to be?
I'm only after my mistake.
Two aspirins in a hospital.
Well, guess what? She shouldn't have jumped out in front of my car.
And maybe she didn't. Maybe you were so drunk that you didn't even know what you were doing. And maybe you should consider going to AA, because if you just had a few drinks, a few wines, a few Rob Roys, it sounds like you have a little bit of a drinking problem.
I do not.
And maybe there's someone else that you hit.
Excuse me.
Maybe there's someone else you hit before. And
well,
you were just too drunk to
obviously,
know.
Obviously, people like you are too much of a lightweight to drink. I can hold my liquor fine.
I could see you did. That's why you were afraid to stay there when the police turned up.
Because
that's why
the police
you took off, hit and run felony. No, there's
felony.
No excuse for it. You
yes,
should go
is.
And pray to God and hope that he forgives you and you need to go
and
turn yourself in.
Well, I'll tell you something right now. Two people
thank
are not
so
in jail.
Phil,
yeah, thank
really,
you for monopolizing
really
the phone conversation and not having the courage to have a dialogue with me. You're very gutless.
Well, whatever. All right. 1-800-449-8686. So, do you want to respond to that lady?
Yeah. Number one, she's a hick. She doesn't understand that industry entertainment functions are a necessity in this town. You have to drink at these things. That's number one. Number two, rather than one person or two people being in jail, no one is going to jail. One person gets deported, and I get to stay here in America free. I would call that, Phil, much better than someone going to jail. I had 3 glasses of wine, I had a Rob Roy, and a belly shot. And I can tell you...
A belly shot?
It was a belly shot of tequila. We were having some fun.
3 glasses of wine, a Rob Roy...
Phil, three glasses of wine over a 5-hour period. That is not over-drinking. And you know how I know...
Well, Margaret...
You know how I know?
How?
Because I know how to drink. I'm not one of these people, like, in your audience who don't. So I had 3 glasses of wine.
You had 3 glasses of wine, a Rob Roy...
And I had a couple of belly shots.
Well, now it's up to 2 belly shots.
No, I said... Look, I saved $10,000 in legal fees. And you think I'm going to stop and get raped by some animal on the side of the road? No. I'm not...
If this is a homeless man, Margaret, just listen to me for a minute. The man's homeless. He's walking down Pacific Coast Highway with his 14-year-old daughter, or whoever she is. The girl gets hit. She's in intensive care and needs to have some kind of eye surgery. Don't you have any feeling?
Well, then he shouldn't have pushed his daughter out in front of the car.
You don't know that he did that.
Believe me, I know. I've lived in the Malibu. You don't live in Malibu, do you?
No.
Do you?
No, I don't.
All right, you don't know how it works here. What these homeless do is they jump in front of the car and get insurance money. He pushed the girl out in front, or she did it on her own, voluntarily. Now they're going to think they're going to get all kinds of insurance money. These bums can tell the headlights of a Benz a mile away.
Well, have you heard from your cleaning lady?
Yes, we have, and we're pretty sure we're going to post bail for her sometime tomorrow. I didn't have the funds.
How long has your cleaning lady been in jail?
Since Friday night.
Well, why don't you bail her out now?
You know something, Phil? Frank is moving funds between accounts.
Go there now and get her out of jail. And that girl, $100 for that eye...
She had a punctured lung, but she could, you know, she could have gotten my house. So.
All right, 1-800-44, a punctured lung and could have gotten your house. Here's a woman coming home from a fundraiser. She had 3 glasses of wine, a Rob Roy, and 2 tequila body shots, runs into somebody, continues on home, and gets her cleaning lady to take the fall for this with the police. And the cleaning lady is now going to get deported to Mexico, but at least nobody's going to jail. She saved $10,000 in legal fees. Some homeless person doesn't get her house. Who's to know? What about your cleaning lady, by the way?
I'm sorry, Phil.
And that dog thing.
What did you say?
What about your cleaning lady?
She's fine. I don't need her to clean till Wednesday. So we...
Oh, I see. All right. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. So Ms. Gray is out of jail. Her cleaning lady's deported to Mexico. Some girl's laying in a hospital who needs an eye, and she can't take the felony bust right now. Her jacket can't take it. 1-800-449-8686.
This is the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
What was that?
Well, all of the immigrants that come to work in America know their days are numbered. It's only a matter of time before they're deported. Why can't one of them get deported, do some good here legally for someone, you come back over the border?
Do you know how these guys come back over the border? A lot of your immigrants from Mexico come up...
Oh, your immigrants. I get busted for these people, but your immigrants.
Well, they are your immigrants. You got them working in your house. They come over the border across the desert. They come over the Rio Grande. They sneak underneath barbed wire fences. They could get killed.
You know, Phil, I could be in jail right now. I could be in a county lockup right now for felony hit and run. That woman owes me. She lived in my country. She's not a citizen. She was allowed to sit on a toilet that flushes, use tampons that are state-of-the-art. She was allowed to live in a 7,000-square-foot home with Spanish paving tile, a fully equipped kitchen.
Oh, well.
Yes, yes, you got it.
Here is Louise on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Louise.
Thank you. I can't believe that you don't think you've done anything illegal. Everything you've
I
done
know that I've
wrong,
done.
You belong, no, you let me talk for a change. You belong in jail. This is completely illegal, and you are totally wrong. That is not,
I
hope the police are listening.
May
I hope the police are listening, because you need to go down.
May I speak?
I'm talking through everybody.
Okay, that's fine. First of all, she did me a favor, I did her a favor. Now, the girl that got hit,
You are wrong. You've changed your story 10 times to just meet your public opinion. We say, oh, all of a sudden she was standing in the middle of the road. Second, you put someone, her father pushed her in the middle of the road, pushed her into
good
the road.
God, I thought
and
that
then you, oh, don't quit, quit interrupting. And then you said that she jumped in front of the car. What story is true? Then you said first it was one glass of wine, then it was 3 glasses
yeah.
of wine
How many,
to Rob
yeah, exactly,
Roy.
Exactly. How much did you
and
drink?
And then it was 2 more shots of tequila, and you say it's your responsibility to drink and drive?
I was drunk. I don't remember, but I can tell you that...
Oh, you well don't. I'm glad you don't remember because you just buried yourself.
You did. You just admitted you were drunk.
Phil, I was fine.
You buried yourself.
No, I was fine. I had...
Oh, okay. Now you're fine again. 1 minute you're drunk, 1 minute you're fine.
I hope
the police are listening.
I was tipsy.
You belong in jail. That's my point.
You
are so wrong.
How much did you have to drink? Did the cops? You know, the cops didn't breathalyze you. They didn't know it was you. Did they breathalyze Amparo?
Yes, they did. She came up as drunk.
Oh, of course.
Well, of course, because she wasn't drinking.
She wasn't even driving. She wasn't even there.
I want you to know something, Phil. I'll be in touch with my attorney. I think I've been slandered on your program. I think
you
have
admitted...
I think you slandered yourself, darling.
I think I've been slandered, and I think I've got a civil case against you. And to this bitch that is laughing...
No, wait a minute, lady. You said you were guilty of felony hit and run.
That's right. Straight out.
And you hit this girl.
All right. You want me to tell you what was happening?
Oh, yeah, make up another story for us. We
can't wait to hear it. This is not made up. This is true.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Which one was true so
my
far? None of the ones so far were true.
Well,
this is going to be the
Louise,
truth now?
This is something that happened to me, but probably has never happened to you. My husband was giving me oral sex.
Oh, okay,
you were,
in the car while
as
you were driving?
As you were driving.
When you hit the woman?
Yes.
Oh,
and
good. And you belong behind a wheel. Oh, God, help us. I hope to God they take you off the road forever, and she deserves your house.
Someday you experience the joy of oral sex.
Sweetheart, it doesn't matter. It's what's right, and you are wrong. That's the bottom line.
I can't help it if the woman I hit took a belly shot.
You hit. That's right. You hit. I hope. Bottom line, you hit him. You were drunk. I don't care what you were doing behind the wheel. You didn't belong there.
Well, you know something,
Louise? It doesn't matter. And if she could see you a mile away, you should have been able to see her. If you weren't drunk, you might have.
Well, I'd like you to know this. I was on Pacific Coast Highway with a full moon on a...
Do you have no... Oh, and a full moon, so you have a little more light out there to see the girl, right?
I was...
How much more are you going to bury yourself to the ground, lady?
So now you had a full moon. Your husband is doing whatever he's doing. You're weaving. You've had 3 Rob Roys and 16 shots.
How dare you? I never said that. I
of course
I
not, because that's the truth, and you haven't told us the truth yet.
How much
yet,
did you have to
you?
Drink?
I had 4 glasses of a light white wine.
Now we're up to 4. Did you hear that?
It was light white wine. It was
and it's
alcohol.
Light. What's that mean? No calories
that
or
means
light?
It's, yes, no calories. You do not get as drunk.
Okay, but there's still alcohol. You misexperienced. Oh, I know how to drink.
Well, I
know how to hold my liquor. Apparently, you don't even know what you did. You just said you don't even remember.
Well, first of all, the girl was a silhouette.
Wait a minute. You felt the bump in what?
I thought it was part of my orgasm. And you know something, Louise? You can go you can go straight to hell, both of you.
You hallucinate during orgasm?
Go straight to the living hell. Phil, I demand that she hang up.
Well, I can't ask her.
Hang up.
I'll hang up. Go ahead with your show.
Hang
I'm
up.
Fine. Thank
hang
you
up.
For listening.
Hang up. Hang up. I said to hang up.
Oh, okay. It's your show, right?
My show? No, but what? How dare you? I hope you get cancer of the cervix.
Oh, you're
a lovely citizen.
Oh,
this is our model citizen, our model writer. We should all listen to what you have to write, shouldn't we?
I hope you get breast cancer.
That is about as low as it gets.
Oh, my God. Thank you for listening. Thanks for letting me call in.
I think the human, if I can be so bold to call her that, would understand if she'd had oral sex from anywhere else besides the back of a liquor store for a bottle of hooch.
I certainly would do it during a...
Shut up, all of you. 1-800-449-8686.
This is the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, let me go back to one more phone call here. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray on the line on the Phil Hendry Show, who should be in jail today for felony hit and run.
I think that that is wrong of you.
I'm expressing a legal opinion. You ought to be in jail today for felony hit and run. And your cleaning lady, who you don't even have the common decency to bail out of jail, and you're standing there, when are you getting those Afghans out of that obedience school?
Yeah, going through the last round over the hay bales.
Well, I hear dogs yelping, and I hear, it sounds like animals in pain. Here is Taylor on the Phil Hendry Show. Taylor, go ahead.
Hey, Mary.
The name's Margaret.
Margaret, it's all the same. I'm a great fan of yours. I've read all your works. I think you're a fun.
I can't understand you.
I think you're a farce. I heard you.
Okay, your phone's breaking up, Taylor. Are you there? Taylor.
You look like some kind of a... lesbian.
Taylor, can you hear us? Can you hear us? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, your phone's breaking up. What is that? Is that the board? Is that our board?
Is it better?
It's his phone? Turn him down a little bit. Okay, now talk to me.
How's that?
Yeah, that's way better.
All right.
Way better.
I'd like to hear what Margaret's written, okay? And if you ever saw
what's
the book
your
in your life.
What is your point?
I think you're an act. I think you're a farce. I think you're a joke. You know, to even have the attitude, let alone the mentality that you have, the Malibu cocktail circuit, give me a break, Margaret, or Meredith, whatever the heck your name is.
Your name is Margaret. You don't listen too good, do you?
I listen real well. You know, plus,
my name's Margaret. Why don't you buy a phone?
You there, Margaret?
I'm here. Why don't you get yourself a phone? You know, leave the Time Life one in the closet.
No, I'm commuting to the Valley in my Mercedes, just like you.
I wouldn't live in the Valley. I live at the beach.
I live in the Valley so I can overlook the beach.
You live in the Valley of the Jolly Green Giant. You don't live in any valley. You live in some valley where?
You got that right.
That's
in a
right.
Very pristine, beautiful valley, you know, where the homeless wash the windows and beg on the off-ramp.
Well, I hope that you take care of that Parkinson's.
Working on the Parkinson's. I've got a little bit of a shake.
Yeah, you do.
I'm worried about.
Now, I don't know whether you need a drink.
Because I think I heard you not that 2 weeks ago on the same talk show. You were promoting your... You're a joke.
What'd you do? Did you dump him?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you dumped him.
Yeah, I did. I dumped him.
No, he said it twice.
I know. I dumped him twice.
What did he say, Phil?
He said you're full of crap.
Of course I am. You're doing my voice.
Right. And now I'm going to have you arrested.
Now, wait a minute, Phil. Come on. Just because I'm a voice...
I'm having you arrested and put into jail, you piece of crap.
Oh, no, you got to get me.
Oh, God damn.
There she goes. There goes Margaret. Okay, Taylor, you're right. It was an act. It's me doing the voice. But I'd love to put you back on the air, but you said the S word. Can't do that, babe, and you said it twice. It's the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. But Taylor's pretty sure he heard her once before. She was on the air as a lesbian. That's right, because my lesbian voice and my Margaret voice are pretty much the same voice. I love it, man. 1-800-449-8686. So there's Margaret. And I would tell you that our website, the Phil Hendry Show website, is a place where you can get a whole lot of other examples of what we do on our radio show Monday through Friday, 3 hours a day, 4 to 7 Pacific, 7 to 10 Eastern, right here on our little old network. You can go to our website, philhendryshow.com, get yourself a backstage pass. It's only $6.95 a month. And now, why do we charge money for the backstage pass? Simple. We would like to provide you with the highest quality, highest caliber audio available on the internet. There are many sites that have taken third, fourth, fifth, sixth generations of bits that we've done on the air, thrown them up on a site, fan sites, which I appreciate, but the quality is so odious. The quality is so lo-fi mung that you can't hear it. You can't appreciate it. Get a backstage pass for only $6.95 a month. You can listen to all of the audio, classic audio bits down through the years, and a 30-day archive of full shows as well that you can access anytime, day or night. Along with that, you can listen to our show Monday through Friday at any time of the day on our Listen Live line. So if you are not available to the radio during the times that we broadcast live, you can hear it on a tape delay basis on demand anytime you want. We also have our souvenir shop. We also have a scrapbook. We've got our wall of female listeners. We put up a new one, by the way. What's that girl's name, Nancy? You got to see Nancy. You got to see her to believe her. She's sweet. She's the brand new listener. She's the 38th woman that listens to this show. So now we're up to 38 women listening to our radio show. Check it out. Our wall of female listeners, a whole lot more there on philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. It's weird. It's different. You can't listen to the show for one day and think you got it figured out. Some people can't listen to it for 3 months and have it figured out. Some people have told me they've been listening for years and haven't figured the thing out. Even after I tell them what we do, even after I tell them how we do it, they still don't understand. They stare at you. They go off and cry. They weep. What? I do the voices of the characters. Oh, forget it! And they collapse. They collapse into some kind of a catatonia. So dig it. That's the Phil Hendry website for more information. Anybody watch any football yesterday? Just to kind of bring you up to speed? Watch that Charger game? Boy, was I praying that I could walk in here today and say, nice going, Chargers, you blew it again. But they didn't. My hat's off there to Marty, whatever his name is, and the San Diego, whatever they're calling him. They beat the Raiders in OT on a Drew Brees touchdown pass. Wasn't that a touchdown pass he threw? Yeah. I think it was. Tell you the truth about the Chargers is because that last minute of the game was the most disgusting exhibition of defensive football I've ever seen in my life. And by all rights, the Chargers should have lost that football game. They couldn't stop the run. They couldn't stop the pass. It was an abomination, and by sheer luck, they walk away with a win. Now, they play them twice, and I don't know if they've already played them or not, but hopefully they'll meet in the playoffs. Sheer luck they win that football game. Nice going, Chargers. Meanwhile, the Dolphins, I don't know what happened to them, but probably it was something about the quarterback that might have been wrong. They lost. The Rams won another game. The Packers... maybe the team to beat now in the NFC. And what other team do we have on our chalkboard in our kitchen? We've got four teams on the chalkboard in the kitchen. The youngest boy has taken the Rams. He's 2-5, so he's getting a passel of crap from his brothers. Our second oldest has taken the Packers. They're 6-1. Our oldest, along with his mother, is taking the Raiders. They're at 4-2. And I got the Dolphins, and they're at 4-2. No, the Dolphins are at 5-2. So I'm second place. And mommy and the oldest guy, they're in third, and Chris is wiping up the rear with the Rams at 2-5. Although last week he was able to have some form of bragging rights because the Rams beat the Raiders. And when the oldest guy got home, he goes, "What happened? You lost." "What are you talking about?" "Yeah, he beat you. Chris beat you." "Well, the Rams suck." "Well, he beat the Raiders, so forget it." So we take our football serious. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show here. Coming up, let's see, later on in the program, we're going to have Steve Bozell. And we're also going to be talking to you more about some of our website of the week picks. And we have a flashback from Ted Bell. And Bud is going to be talking to us about that Washington, D.C. sniper. And today, thank you very much to that friend of mine who sent me the panicky email having to do with the sniper being Al-Qaeda and all of the videotapes that they've uncovered that shows that they're training snipers. You want to know how Al-Qaeda is training snipers? Listen to this, and this is what's got everybody in a panic. They're training them how to shoot from the back of moving pickup trucks. Yeah, that sounds like a sniper to me, doesn't it? They're training them how to shoot from the backs of moving pickup trucks. This is not a long-range sniper. This is a guy that shoots from the back of a pickup truck. That's what we call a drive-by. We've already got plenty of those here in the United States. Plenty of drive-bys. I got this big, long email from this friend of mine about how we should just start crapping our pants because this is an Al-Qaeda job. This guy is starting to taunt the police. This is a sociopath who's trying to control the cops. Now he's sending back emails and he's sending back phone messages and the police want him to communicate. And you ought to listen to the people on television because it's really sad. You listen to people going, "Well, I don't know what he wants. He has communicated to the police, but we don't know. Now, if there's some way the police can get to him and talk to him," I'm not going to talk to this guy. This guy is a cracker job. This is a guy that wants to control the cops. It's a big game. It's a game that he hopes will never end. Cops know that. The cops know that, by the way. They know that this is a guy who doesn't want to get caught, but wants to play this elaborate game that is going to drop just enough clues that's going to get him caught. Because he just can't let the game finish. He can't let the game end, and he doesn't want to lose the control that he has over the police. That's what it's all about for this cat. So you knuckleheads that are on TV with your, given the point of view about, maybe we can make some sense with this guy, and what is he saying? Well, I don't know, he's not making any sense. Oh yeah, he's supposed to make some sense. He says in a tarot card, what does it mean? It doesn't mean anything. Tarot card means nothing. To him it means something. If you can figure out what it means to him, then you got it. So I'm up to my rear end in these emails now, and I'm telling you, what do you want now?
You've got to come down and bail me out.
What, from the dog pound?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the wrong background.
1-800-449... The wrong background. 1-800-449-8686.
This is The Phil Hendry Show.
All right, we're joined by a caller in Corona, California. Where are you right now, Steve?
Yeah, Phil.
Where are you right now?
Yes, sir. I'm over at a pumpkin patch here in Corona with my daughter and a couple of our neighbor kids are picking a pumpkin out, a couple of pumpkins out for Halloween.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Steve, you had written some letters to various media outlets criticizing the coverage of the sniper case.
Well, I think I speak for a lot of people who are watching and listening on the radio and watching on the radio, or watching on TV and watching on the radio. But you're using terms that we don't understand. You use terms like sniper, serial killer, long range. And as news consumers out here, and I think I speak for all of your listeners out here, we are completely in the dark about what you're talking about. And this also makes us look bad in front of our children. And what we're asking the media...
What do you mean? Is there a man or a woman, who is killing at random using a long range weapon? That's what long range means.
But you do not explain it. You can stop down and explain it.
Well, I know what it means.
But you're in the media, and because you're in the media, you can explain these things. So here's where you we understand what you mean by killing, but you people in the media in a race for ratings. You're trying to use terms that are impressive, and the layman like myself don't understand that, you know, what you're saying, and that can hurt you in the ratings.
Mr. Bozell, as I said, I am clear, all right?
You are in the media.
Well, what don't you understand?
Well, I think what we don't understand, for instance, what do you mean by task force? Terms like serial killer, terms like tarot card, which are... completely unfamiliar with most of us. Ballistics. What is that? Beltway. The media is having fun playing with our minds, and especially Peter Jennings, and I have written a letter to Mr. Lloyd Brown.
Oh, hold on for a minute. Before you get into the letter that you wrote, I can assure you that this radio show is not trying to be obtuse. We're not trying to be confusing. We're using words that we think are familiar.
Well, Mr. Henry, I can tell you that those of us out here who listen to your show or listen to the radio or watch television, you are using words that we don't understand. So we are already removed from the sniper case, but then we're 2-3 generations removed when you say sniper. Yeah, okay, so...
Well, you know what a sniper is, right?
No, I'm not clear, sir, on what is meant by a sniper. I know you're referring to the man who's killing people. But
well, a sniper is a guy that is a concealed gunman.
But why can't they explain this to us in clear English? There is 250 million of us out here, and we are waiting for the media to do its job. We are waiting for the media to stop making fun of us and to stop humiliating us in front of our children and to stop playing games with our minds and to do your job. America is in the dark about what's going on with the D.C. sniper. You're the first human being that has had the common decency and the common courtesy to tell me that a sniper technically is a hidden gunman who is shooting people that don't know he's there. And I'm going to say that I'm correct in assuming that. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Snipers have been used by the military. Snipers have been criminals. They have been soldiers. A sniper is simply a concealed gunman, generally at a long range.
All right, but when you say long range, you obviously mean by... I know you mean far away, but I don't know how far away.
100 yards, 50 to 100 yards, 200 yards.
Using a weapon that's capable of doing that.
Using a weapon that's capable of shooting from those distances.
All right. This is what I'm saying now. See, things are starting to make sense. And I think most people listening to your show now, the cobwebs are clearing out, now they know.
Well, sir, you can't have me believe that people don't know what I mean by sniper.
You have to understand that the American people have been toyed with, made fun of, and generally have been misserved by the media. And when you and Mr. Peter Jennings of the ABC television, and I wrote a letter to Mr. Lloyd Brown of the ABC television telling him that he has in his employ a man with a wise-ass know-it-all look on his face that makes the rest of us feel stupid, and that man, somebody you might have heard of, Mr. Henry, a little guy by the name of Peter Jennings, and the other night I heard this smart-ass Peter Jennings say, they picked up a white utility van, and I'm sitting there with my wife and I had bow tie pasta with the children and with the Newman's Own sauce, and we were sitting because it's something our children like, and so we were having a family evening together, and he said they picked up a utility van. Now, imagine, I'm feeling like an idiot because I can't tell my family, people that I love, who depend on me, what a utility van is. I know what a van is.
Sir, you know what utility means.
No, hold on. I know what a utility is, I know what a van is, but what do you mean by a utility van?
I would imagine that...
See, you imagine, but you don't know.
No, I can tell you exactly what a utility van. A utility van is a van used by a working man, a workman,
Like carpenter, laborer?
Yes, sir. A probably holds tools. It probably has tool cases. It probably has electrical. Maybe it has a ladder on the roof. They talked about a ladder that goes up and down. It's a van used by a workman.
Okay, but you people in the media get your kicks not explaining it, and we sit out here and it takes us weeks to understand with this Peter Jennings. I also wrote a letter.
Before we get into your letters, I really...
You people put words together we don't understand. Utility van, Beltway sniper, tarot card.
So in other words, you know what Beltway is.
Okay. Beltway is the freeway or the road that goes around the town.
Right. Now you know what a sniper is.
But to say a Beltway sniper is not descriptive, sir, if you'll allow me to finish my point. Now, for instance, you say utility van. What color is a utility van?
I'm sorry?
What color is a utility van, sir?
A utility van is like any van. It comes in a lot of different colors.
But you people don't explain this. And you people don't have the common decency to explain that a Beltway sniper is simply the sniper who is a hidden gunman shooting at a long distance who is at the Beltway of the Washington, D.C. Beltway. You understand what I'm saying?
I have a hard time believing, and I'm going to use a word that you may not like, I have a hard time believing that the average American is so stupid.
Sir, I beg to differ. We are not stupid. We are not stupid, sir.
Well, okay. You don't have to...
I am telling you that as Americans, we don't know what you people in the media is talking about. And again, you say Beltway sniper. Does that mean he is shooting at the Beltway? Of course it doesn't mean that.
Shooting at the freeway?
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
But that's not descriptive.
All right, let me give our phone number out. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, I would love to speak with you about...
Well, I'll keep you here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, and we ask you in the listening audience, and those of you who have been listening to Mr. Bozell's comments, if you can't understand what it is we're talking about, how might we change? Mr. Bozell, you claim that us using terms like Beltway sniper, what were the other things?
Utility van, tarot card.
Do you know what a tarot card is?
I don't know what a tarot card is. No, sir. I know what a poker card is. I know what a playing card is. I do not know what you mean by a serial killer.
A serial killer, someone who kills in a series.
But why don't you say that? Ballistics is another term that the media and Mr. Jennings particularly takes delight in throwing on the air. Mr. Peter Jennings is a smartass who loves to use the big words. I've also written a letter here. Can I read this letter to Mr. Brokaw, please? Mr. Henry?
Yes, you have a letter to who?
I have a letter to Mr. Tom Brokaw.
Go ahead.
I sent this to NBC, Tom Brokaw, NBC New York, and this is dated on October the 11th, which was 9 days after the incident started. Dear Ms. Brokaw, I'm sure you are having a lot of fun making all of us look stupid. I'm sure it must be a lot of fun sitting there with all of your writers coming up with these words that not only confuse America, but leave us in fear, not knowing exactly what's going on in Washington. You did the same thing during a time called, maybe you heard about it, a little thing called 9/11, when you also used words that many Americans did not understand. I'm embarrassed, as I am sure millions of other fathers are, not being able to explain it to their children. You would do well to get rid of Tom Brokaw and hire a plain-speaking man like a Mr. Martin Sheen or a Mr. Tyne Daly. Sincerely, Stephen Bozell, Corona, California.
What do you mean, Mr. Tyne Daly?
I'm sorry?
Tyne Daly is a woman, and she's an actress, right? Am I right about that?
Tyne Daly is on the West Wing.
That's a woman. That's not Mr. Tyne Daly. 1-800-449...
All right, sir. The point I'm trying to make here is a plain speaking...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Is the media being too... Are we using too many big words in describing the sniper situation? Jerry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I can't believe that a grown man call into the show and say that he don't understand what a utility vehicle is
or
a sniper.
I know, sir, what utility means. I know what van means, but the media doesn't explain it. Do you know what that means?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Well, you don't, because Mr. Henry...
Common sense. You cannot expect the American people to be that stupid like you are, not to understand the utility vehicle, a sniper.
Sir.
Everyone know what that is.
Sir, most of us do not have education like you probably have. Most of us come from simple... Most Americans come from very simple beginnings. I'm simply trying to get my children to you know, to grow up to be good people and everything like that. And I have a business and everything like that. I don't know what a tarot card is, and most of us don't. Now, you probably have been to college or whatever. I never got the money to go to college. So,
well, Can I say something, gentlemen? I never went to college, okay? And I know what a utility van is.
You're in the media, sir.
Oh, so no. That doesn't count.
No, it does not.
Okay.
All right, Jerry?
I just can't believe that he's like that.
Well, Jerry, you have to understand that. You need to understand that.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry. 1-800-449-8686. That was Jerry, and we're talking to Stephen Bozell, who claims that we in the media do not take into consideration you folks out there. We are using terms that you don't understand. Mr. Bozell said, and I always kind of like to highlight this, that he speaks for all of the listeners when he says that you guys don't understand terms like serial killer, ballistics, beltway, tarot card, and a few of these other terms that we're using and that we should explain. Utility van, we need to explain what we mean. 1-800, and I use the word stupid, and if I offended anybody, I don't mean to. Perhaps we do need to use bigger, smaller words and be more clear. 1-800-449-8686. He also, I want to just say, he said Peter Jennings is the biggest offender. He called him a smart ass and a wise ass, and he also said Tom Brokaw gets a kick out of making all of us look stupid with big words. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry
this
Show.
This is The Phil Henry Show.
And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
I speak on behalf of all American people when I say we don't know what in the hell you people are talking about when you are reporting on a beltway sniper. And all I know is, you know there's a
guy in Washington killing people, right?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, he's a hidden gunman.
That's what the sniper is.
Yes.
Then why don't you people say that?
Well, hidden gunman is a lot. All right, there's a hidden gunman in Washington who's shooting people.
At long range, okay.
But if I say long range...
Well, I want to know.
All right, there's a hidden gunman in Washington shooting people from 50 to 100 to 200 yards away.
Thank you very, very much. And I don't think that's too much to ask.
And he's in a van that workmen use.
Mr. Henry, I speak for the American people when I say that you wise asses in the media...
Sir, why do you call me what?
Because I heard you snickering there.
I'm not snickering at you, all right?
No, I heard you and Peter Jennings and this Brokaw who snicker and laugh, and after they get off the air, they have a big laugh at everybody's expense.
Let me go to a phone call here. Deborah, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Hi, Deborah. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to tell something to this man. I live down in Texas, and I'm listening this far away.
Yes, ma'am.
And I understand that you've got a problem, but in this day and time, I cannot believe a grown man does not know what all these words mean. And bless your heart, you need to go back to school and get a dictionary and just look them up.
Or go to the internet.
Because you must have your head in the sand, because there's no way any adult man that has a grown up through this world of time should not know half of this stuff. And I listen to these men on the TV, and they are very, very simple about the way they explain it.
No,
and bless your heart,
no,
you need to go back to school.
Ma'am, you know,
because
Peter Jennings,
that's a big problem there.
Peter Jennings is a wise ass, and he's trying to make making me look stupid.
Well, sir, I think when you say things like that, you might be making yourself look that way.
Ma'am,
so bless your heart.
Well,
I think maybe you need to go on back to school.
Well, ma'am, have you been to college?
Yes, I have, I don't have a bachelor's degree, but
ma'am.
I knew these things, sir, when I was 12 years old.
Well, ma'am,
I might not have known what a beltway meant, but listening to the news, I found it out real fast. All you have to do is look at the diagrams they show you, diagrams on TV.
Well,
they show tarot cards and what they were and what they meant. They even had a specialist on there telling what each tarot card meant. All you got to do is just sit down and listen. It's easy.
Well, ma'am, I will say this. Bless your heart, you've been to college. And everything like that. I'm a simple man. I'm a working man.
I didn't learn any of this in college, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I picked this up in just my life.
see, that's what I'm saying. But
I went to medical technology school. I didn't even learn anything about tarot card there.
Are you hearing what the lady's saying? She went to college.
Yeah, but she went to college and then found out what the words meant that she had picked up.
No, sir.
Yes,
no,
ma'am.
Sir. What I went to college for was white blood cells, leukocytes, monocytes.
See, I don't know what any of them words mean.
I didn't learn anything about tarot cards.
I don't know what any of them words that you just used mean. And
that's
nobody
right.
else does.
And I wouldn't know any words that a plumber would use or somebody that's an electrician would use.
You don't know what a pipe is.
Well, that's about when you ask me that.
Okay.
If I told you no, then that's the way I feel about you telling me that you don't know what a stopper is. That's about the way I feel about that.
Mr. Henry explained it to me. Mr. Henry had the common courtesy to do it. What's ballistics? I don't see. They never tell you.
Well, heck, if you don't know, go to a dictionary and look it up.
What's leukocyte?
It's a white blood cell.
Okay, so you have a common decency. I'm a construction contractor, ma'am. I own B&B Construction, Corona, California.
I'm sure there's something that you could tell me, like an angle, a 45-degree angle, or something. I wouldn't know what it is.
We're working out here right now on JC Creek, which is an area about 150 homes. We're putting in about 2,100 to 3,000 square feet.
Are you upset, sir?
Yes, I am, sir.
Sir, I wouldn't know what you were doing, just like you don't know what I do for a living. But these things they're speaking about, everybody knows that, really.
All right, listen, dear, thanks for calling. Do you need a glass of...
I'd like to take a moment.
Go right ahead. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Steve Bozell, who believes he's written a couple of letters saying that nobody knows what... We've had two people call now who know what a utility van is, sir.
Because they've also said that they have college... education degrees. That last lady said she has a doctorate in white blood cells, and that's the things that worries me, because most of us out here listening to your show right now, and I speak on behalf of the American people, is not college educated. I worked my way up. I started out as a rod buster and a cement finisher. I also did some framing carpentry. I also was a day laborer. And I worked my way all the way up to become a construction contractor. I got my contractor's license. I do some of the largest commercial residential jobs in the Corona, California area. And I did that with no formal education. And I come home at night, and my son says to me, "Daddy, what's ballistics?" And I can't answer him, even though I make a pretty good living. I feel like a fool. And I know that Peter Jennings is doing it on purpose.
Peter Jennings is not doing...
I don't believe it. No, I don't believe it.
Peter Jennings is not doing it on purpose.
I read some smart-ass Q&A with him in Vanity Fair where they said, "What's your biggest extravagance?" You know what he said?
Peter Jennings is...
You know what he said?
What?
A $12 bottle of wine. What a liar. He's a liar, God...
Hold on, will you?
Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686. Stephen Bozell says that the American people, you guys who are not in the media and not college educated, don't know what we're talking about when we use terms like ballistics, sniper, beltway sniper, serial killer, tarot card, etc., etc. He says that Peter Jennings and Tom Brokaw are having a big laugh at our expense using big words. 1-800-449-8686.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
This is a Phil Hendry Show, and are we in the media being too? Are we using big words? Are we being? Are we being obtuse? Are we difficult to understand when we talk about the Beltway Sniper story? A media advocacy proponent, Mr. Stephen Bozell, is on the phone with us from Corona, California. You're in a pumpkin patch picking out pumpkins with your kids. Have you guys found one yet?
I think my daughter's narrowed it down about two pumpkins that she likes.
Now, you feel that Tom Brokaw and Peter Jennings are getting a big laugh using words like ballistics, sniper, serial killer, long range, etc. They're getting a big laugh because the people don't understand what they're talking about.
Well, I'll tell you something, Mr. Henry. They're using names and they're not qualifying. The news people said that the Chief Moose was going to make a statement. And I can tell you, you may think this is funny, but I know that there are men just like me, millions of men all over America did the same thing. I told my children that the Bullwinkle show was coming on.
You're talking about Chief Moose, the chief?
I'm talking about, yes, sir, and I know you probably think it's funny, but they didn't tell me when they said that Chief Moose was on, they didn't say he was a police officer, and I was not looking at the TV. So I assumed that it was the Rocky and Bullwinkle program. I got my children to come down and watch it, and my children were exposed to violence and to the Beltway sniper, because nobody had the common decency to tell me that this was not Bullwinkle. Now, the thing...
Sir, you're looking at a man standing in front of a microphone at a news briefing. His name is Chief Moose. You know who we're talking about, right?
And when you're not in front of the TV set, sir, let me be clear. You don't know who they're talking about. No, sir, you do not. No, sir, you do not.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Diane. Hello, Diane. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Stephen Bozell.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to make one quick point, and that is I do not think it's the responsibility of the media to educate us. I think that we all run across terms on a daily basis that we may not entirely understand. And I think it's our responsibility to do the research and find out what it is if we're not aware of what that term is.
Well, but ma'am, in other words, what you're saying is if the children are traumatized by something they've seen, like what about this Chief Moose situation, which I realize sounds stupid, but at the same time.
I don't really have a comment on that. It's not something that I would do without knowing for sure what I'm calling my kids in to watch.
Oh, so if you heard them say the Chief Moose, you don't think that that's a cartoon program of any kind?
I wouldn't. No, I definitely would not assume that.
Why would you not?
It's just, I don't know. I guess
you
I've
assume...
never watched Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Okay, all right. But so many millions of American children have, and now I'm sure you, or perhaps it's a dessert. I don't know.
Wait a minute. You're talking about a freaking dessert?
Well, go ahead and see. Now she's laughing because you have the media control and you're making her laugh, Mr. Henry. So once again, those of us out here, we look like idiots. Just like Peter Jennings wanted you to do. He wants you to laugh at me.
I don't think that they want...
Peter Jennings wants you to snicker and laugh and make the whole thing just a big joke. Yeah, see?
I think you need to reevaluate your life.
My life. My whole life.
All right, thanks, Diane. Here's Monique. Go ahead, Monique.
Oh, boy, I can't believe I'm hearing this. First of all, it's
what?
Not the Chief Moose. It's just Chief Moose.
Can't believe you're hearing what, ma'am?
What you're saying, okay, and I'm an educator, and I'm an educator, okay? I did
then
go
you
to
know,
college.
You know that Chief Moose could be a cartoon.
Bullwinkle has never been referred to as the Chief Moose, but anyway. What you're asking
you know, I got
us
a feeling
to do?
That,
hold on one second.
I get the feeling that Peter Jennings is having his wish come true. That I'm now a joke.
This is my issue. My issue is that you're asking the media to lower the bar. You want the media to dummy down the news so that people like you can understand it. And please don't speak for all Americans because I am an American and I don't like to be referred to.
You're college educated.
I am college educated. However,
most Americans don't have gotten out of a sophomore year in high school.
Hold on just a second. My dad did not finish school past sixth grade.
Okay.
And he watches CNN and he listens and he loves Peter Jennings, loves him to death because Peter Jennings is so clear and he speaks so eloquently. And if you sit and listen to the entire newscast, you will understand what it is.
Well, man.
And the other thing that he does, and the thing that's frightened me because I am a teacher. And what's frightening me is that you are trying to lower that bar for your kids instead of raising the bar and saying, well, you know what? We don't know what that means. Why don't we sit down and try to look that up and figure out what that means?
So Peter Jennings
No, what you want is you want us to dummy it down.
So what you're telling me is Peter Jennings got to your father.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
My father adores Peter Jennings and Tom Brokaw.
Is he paying him money or what is he doing?
What are you talking
about? Paying him money, absolutely.
Well, you said that Peter Jennings got to your father somehow to make the rest of us look stupid.
Not at all. I'm not trying to make you look stupid.
No,
you're doing that all by yourself.
Ma'am, when I first heard the term Beltway...
I didn't know what Beltway was, because I'm not from Washington. We don't have Beltways in Florida.
When I first heard the term Beltway, I told my wife it was a new kind, and forgive me, ma'am, But I thought it was a new kind of sanitary napkin, because that's what I thought, because the media is playing with me.
So why didn't you look it up?
I'm going to look up Beltway, and I'll say sanitary napkin. I knew what it was.
If you look up Beltway in Webster's, it'll tell you what it is.
No, ma'am. I don't need to look it up.
I knew. You. I'm an English teacher.
No, ma'am. I didn't need to look it up. I knew what it meant.
Obviously, you did it. Does it make sense? Why would they be talking about napkins on the news?
I don't know, ma'am. Why do they talk about Sri Lanka on the news? Do you know? I don't know.
About Sri Lanka?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't
it's
know,
a country.
Do you? Why do they talk about it on the news? They're always going on about it. What did it ever do to you?
They haven't talked about Sri Lanka in years.
Yes, they have. They talked about it last night.
All right, there's a civil war going on in Sri Lanka. Where are we going with this?
This guy comes on with this Beltway thing, and I think he's killing people with tampons.
Let me go to Bill. Bill, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I think this guy is full of it, man.
You think I'm full of it? You should watch Peter Jennings.
Yeah, because I never finished grad school, and I know what those words mean, man.
What words?
I never finished. I'm not college educated.
What words?
Sniper.
Beltway.
Utility vehicle.
You know what that means?
Yes, I know what it means.
What's it mean?
So I think you're full of it.
What does it mean?
You don't know what a utility vehicle is?
I don't know. I know what a vehicle is and a utility, but when you put it all together, what's it comes out like doo-doo. I don't know what that means. You might as well be talking about do.
I'm sorry for you,
Let me ask you something, my friend.
I'm sorry for you.
What does it mean?
You don't know everyday speech.
What does it mean?
I don't know what to say about it.
What does it mean? What does utility van mean?
It means a van that they use to do work. What do you think it means?
Where are you from, sir? You have an accent which is different.
Yeah,
I'm from
South America.
Okay, good.
And I never went to high school.
You never went to high school?
No.
And you never thought Beltway meant a sanitary napkin?
No.
Why would you think that?
I beg pardon, sir?
Why would you think that?
Because that's the only thing I ever heard. I've ever seen a Beltway.
A Beltway is a freeway.
The chief moose is coming to speak. You're going to think it's what?
Sir, when they say the chief moose in America, that means Bullwinkle from a cartoon program that the children love.
I think you're full of it. Okay?
I'm full of it.
Yeah.
I have been advocating in front of the Corona City Council. I have called Governor Davis and a task force on education, and I'm full of it.
Yeah, you're full of it. You're putting on. You're putting on something because everybody in the world knows what it means.
No, not everybody in the world knows what the chief moose means.
Yeah. If I tell you Chief Moose is coming to speak to you now,
you sound like Boris Batnoff to me, and that's how just bad this whole thing's gotten. Do you know who Bullwinkle is?
Sure I do.
Bull crap.
What do you think? I'm not educated, but I'm street smart. You telling me you're not street smart?
So that's being real out on the street smart, huh? Knowing who Bullwinkle is.
You don't know what street smart is?
You know something, sir? You sound to me like Boris Batnoff.
Well, you can say what you want, man.
He just hung up on you. Good night. Goodbye. Well, Bill, thanks very much for your call.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
This is the Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I went down to the pumpkin patch trying to get my kid a pumpkin.
I know about the pumpkin patch, okay? I'm talking to you about this notion you have that Peter Jennings is using big words. And the fact that you, what was this thing? You thought the chief moose was Bullwinkle.
That's correct, sir, and you can ask millions of American fathers. I didn't know it was the chief of police of the play of the area that the man who shoots is from.
The man who shoots. You mean the sniper, or is that too big of a word?
Again, sir, you're just playing at Peter Jennings' hands.
Let me go over here to Juanita. Hello, Juanita. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Good.
I want to have something to say to Mr. Bozeman.
My name is Bozell.
I live in the Deep South.
My name is Bozell.
I graduated from high school, and I want
are
you
to hearing
know
what I'm saying,
every
ma'am?
American is not as stupid as you are.
Are you hearing me, ma'am?
I know.
I didn't go to college.
Without having, and they still make dictionaries. If you don't understand anything, you can look it up. They
Wait
have public libraries you can go to.
Can you
and
hear
the
me,
The average
ma'am?
American is not as stupid as you're making it out to be.
Hello? Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. I'd like to respond to the caller, if I may, Mr. Henry.
Go right ahead.
First of all, Juanita, I knew what Beltway meant. It meant sanitary napkin. Okay? Then they go and
See,
change it up.
How stupid can you be?
I beg your pardon?
How stupid can you be?
Are you saying they still make dictionary?
I am saying that you are one stupid person if you think a Beltway is a sanitary napkin.
Ma'am, I was falling back on what I knew because I'm not college educated.
Well, why don't you get a dictionary?
Ma'am, could you repeat something for me?
I can.
Jed, get your butt out of the cement pond and wash up for dinner.
That's right.
Okay.
Are we on the subject here?
No,
we're
like,
not on the subject.
Well, this lady wants to make fun of me.
What he said.
No, she's trying to make fun of me.
I am not making fun of you.
Yes, you are, ma'am.
I am telling you that you are stupid, and if you don't understand anything, get you a dictionary or go to your public library and look it up.
Ma'am.
It's not threat to the radio announcers to explain every little thing to you.
But, ma'am, when they say sniper, and I assume that it's an animal of some kind because
now,
I grew up...
That's what I said. I am 69 years old.
Yes, ma'am.
I know what the sniper is without going to a dictionary.
Ma'am, you don't think that that's an animal of some kind?
No, I don't.
Well, I find that hard to believe.
Well, wait a minute. This woman has lived many years. She knows what a sniper is. For God's sake, live in modern times, you know what a sniper is.
Mr. Henry, I'm not a college-educated man like this lady is and you
I am not college-educated. I graduated from high school in 1952.
All right, now
so
we're...
I'm 50 years ago and have not been back to school since.
Okay, but where...
I know what sniper is. I know what utility vans are. I know what a beltway is without even going to a dictionary. I got that much
Because
sense.
You're a woman and you know it's a sanitary napkin, but as a man, I don't know that.
I did not say a beltway was a sanitary napkin. A beltway is a road around the town.
You're saying you're claiming it's a road around someone's town.
That's right.
Ma'am, where'd you get your PhD?
I did not. I don't have a PhD.
Well, where did you go to college is what I'm
saying. I did not go to college. That's what I say. I finished high school.
You didn't graduate.
That's all, but I've got more sense than you seem to have had.
Ma'am, I have two children, Steve Jr. and April Jr.
I've got three and two great-grandchildren, too.
All right.
But that doesn't mean that I'm stupid like you claiming everybody in the nation is.
Ma'am, when they said Chief Moose, and they don't tell you it's going to be a police officer.
Well, I know what a chief is.
You know what a moose is.
I know what a moose is.
Okay.
But I know when the two are combined, it doesn't mean an animal.
It doesn't mean a cartoon character? That's
no,
what
it does not.
What does head moose mean?
Head moose?
Yes, ma'am.
A head moose is a head of an organization.
What?
Of the Moose Club.
Of the Moose Club, right. Okay. So now we're getting closer to what I've been talking about.
Well, I know that without... That don't mean that
stupid... Ma'am, I've got two moose clubs in the Corona, California area. I moved here from Knoxville, Tennessee. The head moose, and I called him, what would you think if I said the chief moose, and he said Bullwinkle? Okay?
I didn't say. A head moose and a chief moose is something different.
All right, but the head moose is the head of a moose club. The chief moose could be Bullwinkle. Am I right or am
no.
I wrong? Oh, come on, ma'am, because...
No.
Chief moose could never be Bullwinkle.
No.
Right,
when
ma'am.
You say Bullwinkle, it's just Bullwinkle. It's no title to his name.
He does not have any title.
No, Bullwinkle is Bullwinkle. He never was called the Chief Moose.
Okay. All right. I stand corrected.
I hope you are, because like I say, the average American in this United States is not what you are portraying.
What?
Train them to be.
All right, I'm a member of the Corona California Mooses, and I thought the chief moose was the head of the head moose.
No, he's the head moose.
But the Mooses of America may have an argument with you on that.
What do you mean, the Mooses of America?
It's an organization, sir. The lady knows about it.
I also know about
yes,
Elk Club, too, but
all right,
that
Elk Club, don't say that around me. Don't say Elk Club around me, because I get violent.
There's a bunch of animals running around.
I get violent when I hear Elk Club. No, Mooses of America... All right. Okay, so I'm good.
You're good.
Yeah. Now, one other thing. Do you think Peter Jennings is trying to make me look stupid?
No. It's you that's stupid because you don't understand the terms and you did not take the time to go look them up or try to find out what they meant.
Now, you went to the University of Georgia?
No, I did not.
What year did you graduate?
She never went to college.
From high school
she went to high school in 1952. She just said.
Well, a moose can kick an elk's ass.
All right, listen, Juanita, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You've been very kind. Thank you. Don't forget our website, The Mooses of America. PhilHenryShow.com. That's PhilHenryShow.com. Go to our website. Check out some of the classic long-form and short-form comedy that we do each and every day on our radio show. And if you didn't know it, that was me doing the voice of Steve Bozell in that bit. And the people that called in to talk to Steve were all real people. And that's how we do this every day. You can certainly listen to our website and check it out. And I know that there's some folks out there say, wait a minute, the guy, no, he wasn't real. That was me. Should I just shut up and let people suck that up for a minute? Okay, I'm going to let you soak that in. That was me doing the voice of Steve Bozell, the character, and I was also doing my own voice. Now, some silence for you to soak it in. All right, I know you're better now. Okay, so our website is philhenryshow.com. That's PhilHenryShow.com. And what's coming up? We got a really cool Halloween motif happening on the website, which is sweet. And our 2002 CD, All the Money to Benefit My Friend's Place. And we're going to go to the fundraiser, which will be at the American Legion Hall in Hollywood in about 2 weeks, I think. No, this coming Saturday, I think. And they're naming the new resource center after Maria and I. It's going to be called the Maria and I Building. And that'll be just great. It's just been nice being associated with My Friend's Place. They do the greatest work in the world, taking homeless kids off the streets and turning their lives around. So if you pick up our 2002 CD, all the money goes to My Friend's Place. And we thank you.
This is The Phil Hendry Show. And now, Phil Hendry.
You know, the guys in the different pundits and different talk show hosts don't want to stick their necks out and say it's either a domestic sniper or it's Al-Qaeda, but whatever it is, it's serious. That's as far as they'll stick it out. That's as far as they'll go ahead and lay that bad boy out there. But I will. I'll tell you right now. This is not a terrorist from Al Qaeda. This is not a Middle Eastern terrorist. This is a domestic screwball, who is inspired by all the paranoia and panic that Americans seem to indulge in here over the last year. And you know, you might as well just sit down and take a good long deep breath and accept the fact that this is a war of long standing and long range. Whether this guy is Al Qaeda or not, this is a domestic serial killer. Like Ted Bundy, like Zodiac, like Ramirez, like Henry Lee Lucas, like John Wayne Gacy, like the Green River Killer, like the Blue River Killer, like Bluebeard, and like Redbeard, and like Blackbeard. He is a serial killer. He is a sociopath. He is playing a game, he thinks, with the police right now. The police know that he thinks he's playing a game. They're going to play a game back, and you're literally trying to outwit someone who cannot allow himself to be outwitted because he likes the power too much. He likes to be able to control the pieces on the chessboard. But that having been said, you might as well just sit down and accept the fact that in this country over the next 75 to 100 years, there's going to be suicide bombs. And there may be a foreign-trained terrorist out there. It's going to happen. Now, if you take that information and you turn it into I'm not going to go anywhere, and the country will just die on the vine, and the next thing you know, we've sort of imploded as a society, and there's nowhere else to turn but, you know, someplace else. If you let that happen, then I don't know what you've been playing at, but it sure ain't life. You must have some idea that life is a safe thing. Life is not safe. It's never been safe. Obviously, we know this. If you've been through any tragedy or you've been through any problem at all, you know that life is not a safe proposition. It can be very dangerous, and sometimes you feel as if you're walking right along the edge. We all felt that back on September the 11th. We thought that we were right on the edge, man, and the whole thing was ready to go. We saw Al-Qaeda and we saw terrorists under the bed, in our sleep, in the attic. We thought they were doing the anthrax. They were going to blow up the movie studios. They were going to do it all. We were getting emails from all of our friends, and they were saying, take care, because there's towel wrappers everywhere, man. There's spooky-looking towel wrappers all over the place. And who knows who'll be hit next. And, of course, the worst thing that Al-Qaeda was able to do was to make us paranoid. And they got us, like, where they want us. I mean, if they wanted us to be afraid, they got it. Because there's the stupidest stuff I have ever heard in my life being repeated on television and in private email and in private dialogue about this sniper that I've ever heard that any grown man has ever been forced to hear. Al-Qaeda, first of all, let me explain something to you. Al-Qaeda doesn't even take any credit for what it does. It traditionally operates in very big ways. To wit, Indonesian police believe that Al-Qaeda planted the nightclub bomb in Bali. Now, let me get this straight. They blew up 300 people in Bali, but they got one guy off the beltway in Washington, D.C. This is their strategy, right? All the geniuses you talk to, walk into a bar, sit on a bar stool long enough, and you'll hear every genius in the world tell you, but that's their strategy, see? They want to throw us off. Yeah, what are we dealing with? You think we're dealing with Albert Einstein here? These guys are all just super geniuses. Like Lex Luthor has taken over Al-Qaeda. They got a bald guy in an ascot running the organization now. They got a supervillain. Who's the guy from Spider-Man? The green thing. Who's that green guy, man? The Green Goblin. He's running Al-Qaeda. That's what people think. Because there's such an organization of brain surgeons, they have got us kind of twisting, see? They're not going to blow up a nightclub in America. They'll use a sniper here, and they'll blow up everything in Bali, which doesn't affect the American economy at all. But, that makes us feel as if we're safe. And right when we feel safe, they'll send a guy in. Oh, come on. So you don't send your kid to school. Do you realize, was I right? Did I see 200,000 kids in the D.C. area didn't go to school today? Did I see that? I think I saw it, and if I saw it, I weep for this country. I just cry for it. 200, well, okay, so that's great. Your kid is going to live long enough to be a part of the most paranoid society that has ever seen a sunny day. But you're alive. Just as long, if you stay in your house long enough, you can stay alive. I got a better idea for you. If you crawl downstairs in the cellar, you can stay alive longer. And if you dig a nice deep hole, hell, you can stay alive for centuries, man, down there in your hole. You keep your kids out of school? Well, it was very disappointing to read that. And so I say this with as much love in my heart and understanding of my fellow man as I possibly can. We're in the middle of a war, but it doesn't mean we stop living. You've heard it said before. And you say, well, why don't you prove it, Henry? What do you do to sort of continue with your life and not be afraid of the terrorists or the sniper? Hey, man, I was on a plane a month after 9/11 flying to New York when the airports were empty. My wife and I, in fact, flew throughout the following 6 to 8 months. Maria was on a plane a week later going to a Republican women's meeting in San Antonio. And I was sending as many emails back to my stupid friends as I possibly could, telling them, no, the anthrax isn't Al-Qaeda, it's probably domestic, and no, they're probably not going to hit the movie studios, and if you send me any more email like this, I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to put anthrax in your coffee. So it's really interesting, and I you know, I'm bitterly disappointed in the behavior of people. I'll go out on a limb right now. If you call it going on a limb, and I'll tell you right now, this is an Al-Qaeda. It's a domestic guy. It's nothing that we haven't seen before. We've had these kind of screwballs before. This guy is taking advantage of the media exposure. I remember last week I was saying, gee, I wonder what the trophy is that this guy is taking from his kills, because all these guys need trophies. It's the media exposure. He's probably videotaping endless hours of news about himself. And then, of course, this morning I heard this just brilliant remark. I heard this from one of our fine newscasters. It seems he's paying attention to the media. He's responding. Wow! Oh, yeah, one other thing. He's white. He's white. He's between the ages of, you know, 25 and 40. He's had military training. Don't worry about it. Don't forget about all this crap you've been reading. Well, you can train a sniper in relatively short time. This guy was in the military. He was in the military. Don't worry about it. Probably the Marine Corps. And he drives a pink Volvo. I don't know what he freaking drives. But anyway, you know what I'm talking about, right? And he wears women's underwear. Okay, so there you go. All right, 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. Our website, philhendryshow.com.
This is The Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
By the way, there's an anti-drug, what we call a PSA in the business, public service announcement. And I'm sure you've seen it on television. It's the voice of a little girl who says, "This is Dan. This is the dealer that Dan bought the pot from. This is the supplier that Dan's dealer bought the pot from to sell to Dan." Have you seen these commercials? And then it says, "This is the cartel that bought that, you know, sold the pot to the dealer, who then gave it to the supplier, who then sold it to Dan." And then the big kicker is, and a very emotional kicker, to say, "And here is the family that was lined up and shot for getting in the cartel's way." So the message being that there are a lot of people who suffer as the result of you buying pot from a dealer. So therefore, grow it. And is that what that means? Grow it. Grow your own on the back slope of your property. I don't understand what that commercial means. Am I not to buy? Don't buy it on the street. Grow it in your backyard. All right. It's not going to get me to stop growing dope. 1-800-449-8686. Speaking of the sniper, they just on television had some bonehead forensic psychologist, and I say bonehead with the greatest of respect, but here's what this cat said. He said, "I think it's a terrorist, and I think it's an international terrorist, and believe me, I wish I was wrong." Oh, really? Why do you think it's a terrorist? Well, look at the targets he's chosen. They're very American targets. Sunoco, Ponderosa, Home Depot, a school. Why so American? Maybe because they're in America? What are you talking about? Very American targets, you'll notice. Yeah, it's Ponderosa, you're right, Home Depot. I don't know, what should he have shot at a Taco Bell, and that's like just a little less American? Here is Samantha on The Phil Hendry Show. Hello, Samantha.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Of course, everybody's been talking about the potential that this could be a terrorist. Well, I mean, it's definitely a terrorist if you define the word terrorist.
Well, they mean an international. They mean an international terrorist.
Well, this is terrorist, any way you look at it. And one thing that I thought was kind of unusual, there's a couple of things. The media just turns everything upside down. You don't know what's right or what's wrong. But
I know.
One
it's
thing
our fault
I found
again.
Unusual is the tarot card they found. Instead of saying Mr. Cop or Mr. FBI agent, it said Mr. Policeman. And if you look at the people from the Middle Eastern, they refer to our government and our police officers as policemen.
So do children. And so do, you know, brain-damaged people. And so do people who are trying to taunt or to make fun of.
Right, this is true. But, I mean, I obviously don't know who's doing this, because if I did, I would probably put a bullet in their head as well. But
This is the same thing that I heard, you know, last year during the anthrax. Allah is great. And people said, look at that. The guy put Allah is great. That must be a Middle Easterner. I said, no. Middle Easterners or Muslims say God is great. They don't say Allah is great. This is some domestic guy trying to make it look like it's a Middle Easterner.
Do you think so? I mean,
the anthrax thing? Absolutely, that's domestic. That's not international. And this guy is domestic. This guy's not.
If you ever go online, though, and you look at people and you go into these chat rooms and you listen to what these Middle Eastern people say, they do say Allah is great. Allah is this. There's a saying they say all the time that I can't even remember what it is, but it's.
All right, well, then let's take a look at this. Let's take a look at this. The fact that Al-Qaeda has never taken really responsibility for anything that it's ever done, but then once something happens and we find out that it's them, then they go, yeah, yeah, that's right, we did it. They haven't done any such thing in this case. And like I said the last 15 minutes, they blow up two nightclubs in Bali, but they've got a sniper in Washington. And why just in Washington? Why not all over America?
But don't you think this is probably the leading into
and
that?
Are they really
and
the other thing, Samantha, hold on. The other thing is, how do you know they're Middle Easterners online?
How do I know that they're Middle Eastern? First of all, if you go in there, it's a room where they actually type.
Oh, I see. So only Middle Easterners are allowed in, huh?
Well, no, and you can tell by their accents as well.
What accent? I thought you're typing in a chat room.
But they have voice chat as well, like on Yahoo and things like that. And you can actually listen to these people.
Well, you know what? They may say Allah is great. They do say God is great. They express their love for Allah, but I've never heard a Muslim say Allah is great.
Oh gosh, you need to go in there and listen. So,
well, you know what? I think that you probably have heard them say God is great, or I pray to Allah, or God willing, etc.
You know what? I'll tape it for you, and next time I hear it, I'll play it for you.
Okay. And then what was your other thing?
No, that was it. I was just saying that I think it could be possibly terrorist related, and they're just seeing how we're going to react.
It's bullcrap, and you're giving them way too much intelligence and power. It's total bullcrap.
Why are they asking for money, though?
How do you know they're asking for money, or that they're not asking for money?
But no, the Abu Sayyaf, they actually kidnap hostages.
They kidnap people for money. They kidnap people for money. They need money.
Right. Well, this guy's asking for money now.
How do you know?
Well, this is what the news is reporting.
Well, the news doesn't know anything. The guy hasn't. The police have not released any information. We don't know that he's asking for money. And if he's asking for money, why hasn't he taken a hostage?
Well, they're not releasing.
And let me ask you something. If it's a bunch of guys, then why is it just one guy? Why is it just one guy with a rifle? Why aren't there more than one guy with a rifle?
Oh, I think there's more than one guy.
Really? Why are they just in Washington? Why aren't they in Denver and in San Francisco and Los Angeles and San Diego? What's the matter? Did their car break down? The Al-Qaeda car break? They didn't have the credit card got used up? What?
Well, no. I mean, they obviously have many different cars and probably many different cells.
Samantha, you are working overtime to try to make this Al-Qaeda, and it's none of it. None of the things you're saying is adding up.
Oh, it sounds like I never have to say you are wrong.
I am saying you're wrong. You're wrong.
I hope I am.
I'd put money on it. I'd put my week's
money where your mouth is.
Hey, let me tell you something. I'd put my week's paycheck against yours.
No, you wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, they got five guys and only one gun. Is that it?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
How come it's only one twist of rifling and one caliber and one gun?
Well, why do we look for one van? This guy.
Yeah, right. When there's five guys, you mean tell me there's like five white vans all identical?
Well, there might be. I mean, how do we know there's not? How do we know?
Have
it's
a
not?
Nice night, Samantha. Jesus, get a life. Get a life. She just likes to hear herself talk. That's okay. I mean, I love hearing myself talk, but I'm getting paid. What's her excuse? 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jason. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, Phil, how's it going, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing all right. Hey, I don't know if y'all covered this before, but I think the guy's like an ex-military dude who's just gone bad.
Yeah, he's a psycho he's got Marine Corps military training of some kind. And he's doing what most sociopaths do. He's trying to control the game. He's sending messages. He's telling the police what to do. He's threatening if they don't do this, then he's going to do something. Good God, Jack the Ripper did this. Ted Bundy did this. The Zodiac Killer did this.
You know, your last caller, Samantha, that old crazy girl, I mean, the whole Al-Qaeda thing, that's all bullcrap.
Right.
I think, anyway. I just think
this is going to be our marching song, Jason, you and me. Bullcrap. Okay, pal.
All right, man.
See you later. Bye. You know, when you finally have reached this point where you say this, they might be doing this just to see how now you know you're full of crap. you know what you're doing now? You might as well go outside and start looking at UFOs. Well, how come I don't see any UFOs? Well, they're biding their time and watching. Oh, I see. And how come there's never been any physical evidence? The UFOs will not allow themselves to be. Yeah, okay. You should be writing this stuff down, man. I mean, it would go a long, long, long way. Have you seen what they've been putting on the air this fall TV season? You cats all ought to start writing for television. I got myself a deal with NBC. I bet you could get one. 1-800-449-8686. I'll tell you what. I would believe in UFOs if the before the I would believe the sniper is Al-Qaeda. What do you think of that? I believe there's little green men way more than I believe that this guy's Al-Qaeda. That's how much I believe what I believe, whatever it is that I believe. Here is Irwin. Irwin, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I think right now Al-Qaeda, Hamas, the Taliban
Hummus.
Are probably falling. Okay, Hamas.
Yeah. No, Hamas, over... Hamas is the dip my wife made this weekend. Hamas,
oh, yeah?
you were right, Hamas.
I think they're falling over each other laughing at how paranoid we are perceived to be by the news media and the coverage and the television because of the way that the media creates paranoia.
You know, the media just goes, here's what the media does. The media tries to sell newspapers and get you to watch. We create our own paranoia by buying into, I'll give an example, Irwin. On the day of July 4th, remember that shooting in LAX?
Right.
Okay. They kept looping the same tape over and over and over again of people on stretchers, cops standing over a body, and a cop carrying a gun, then people on stretchers, cops carrying a gun, people in a thing. Okay, over and over and over again to create the idea that this was immediately happening, this was live coverage.
Right.
So, you know, you look at it and you realize the thing is now 4 or 5 hours over, and it's not a terrorist, just some nutcase from Egypt, but they got to keep the illusion alive that it was some kind of an immediate terrorist attack and it's still going on. You have to be able to look at that and say, oh yeah, they're full of crap. You have to be able to look. See, we create our own paranoia by not seeing the games that are played, not nefariously, not because they want to hurt us, but because they want us to watch. And the longer we watch, the more that we will buy the product that is paying the freight for all of those, you know, big cars that the executives drive.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I was right. Ashland and Richmond, Virginia schools closed. 200,000 kids kept out of school because you never know. One of them may be the victim of the sniper. Well, then why don't we just close the Home Depots, the Ponderosas, whatever the hell else that this guy... By the way, speaking of Ponderosa, do you want to know how really stupid some people are? And I think I'm going to use these people's names. Did they? Yes, they did leave their names. Some of them, yes. There's one guy that left his full name. Unless, of course, this is just a made-up name. But anyway, I actually got email from people. Listen to this. Hi, on Friday I was listening to Ted Bell's character regarding the steakhouse loss of sales due to the sniper attacks. If you don't listen to our show regularly, Ted Bell is a character that I do who owns a steakhouse. And Ted was saying that you ought to come on into Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse in Washington, D.C., and he has a map on how to avoid the sniper. Come on in. We're giving you discounts on steaks. Don't be gutless. Don't ruin America. Come on out and have a steak. That's what basically the bit was on Friday. And it was very funny, if I do say so myself. Now we get an email here from Denise. And Denise says, hi, on Friday I was listening to Ted Bell's character regarding the steakhouse loss of sales due to the sniper attacks. Well, I must say he must be a fan of Phil's because on Saturday evening he shot at a man at the Ponderosa Steakhouse. Phil, I think you may be the man he listens to. Please work on this. Here's another email from Dan in El Paso. After the shooting at the Ponderosa Steakhouse, Ted Bell can now say that the guy would have been safe had he eaten at his restaurant. The Ponderosa had no anti-sniper trees or the sniper alarm. Here's one from Chris in Georgia. Very curious, the sniper hit at a steakhouse after the Friday appearance of Ted Bell. Perhaps the feds should look at Mr. Bell as a possible suspect. I'm forwarding this to the local FBI. Regards. I hope you do, Chris. Please do. Oh, God, please do. It'll make my year. And then we have this. Mr. Bell, my wife and I heard your pitch on Phil Henry's radio show Friday night. Hey, let me ask you something. This came to Ted's of Beverly Hills. How'd we get a hold of this? It was sent to Ted Bell at tedsofbeverlyhills.com. And then a CC PHS Phil Henry show. Well, anyway, huh? We haven't shut that guy's site down? Whoever you are, man, with that Ted's of Beverly Hills, you better shut that site and shut it now, man. I appreciate the fact that you're a fan, but you are not going to get traffic on your little site after I bust my ass six hours, I don't know how long I work, but a whole bunch of hours a day. Shut it down, man. You're using my logo, too. That really, you see it? Yeah, he's using my logo. Is he running ad space on that thing? Mr. Bell, my wife and I heard your pitch on Phil Henry's radio show Friday night. We honestly couldn't believe what we were hearing. We understand that you're losing thousands of dollars because of slow business in the D.C. area, but for you to take the attitude you did was totally inappropriate. You sounded like a total jackass on the radio. In fact, you didn't help your position at all every time you insulted one of the call-in listeners. Just the opposite. You were making people feel they should avoid your restaurant just because of your comments. For the record, my wife and I wouldn't go near one of your restaurants, even if you were giving away your steaks. Have a great time in bankruptcy court. P.S. Your comments about the military were also way off base. I'm a 24-year and counting Army veteran, and for you to use courageous men and women of our armed forces for promoting your restaurant just goes to prove how totally insensitive and selfish you really are. And this is from Tony, United States Army. Well, Tony, thank you for writing.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy Gold.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Restaurant Owner.
My name's Ted Bell, Tom.
Yeah, well, let me stick with Restaurant Owner.
Oh, okay.
Let me ask you a question. Why don't you try this?
So why did I call you Mr. Gravedigger?
Sorry, that was the last guy was a gravedigger, and the other woman didn't have any teeth.
All right.
Seems you're forte.
Oh, I'll call you Mr. Waste Management Guy.
Why don't you
let
me speak? That would be nice. Sir, why don't you charge 50% for your steaks for a while? Maybe induce some people to get over their fear. But quite honestly, if you offered me one of your steaks for free, I wouldn't take it because I don't want to go near anybody who's going to insult me. You may choke on one of those steaks one of these days. And to this radio station...
Well, Mr. French Fry Maker, let me just say
this. To this radio station...
I believe that...
Okay, look, gentlemen...
Well, he started the insult.
Let me talk to you, Mr. Radio Station.
He started the insults, okay, by not addressing me by my name. So let me continue the insults.
Okay, he insulted my intelligence. But nonetheless,
Can I tell you
one more thing, and I'm going to be out of your life forever.
If you are patriotic, you support this.
Sir, you're a screamer. That's all you want.
I'm making sense.
No, you are not. You want me to just mail you my money so you'll feel better, sir?
No, sir, I want you to get a slip. You want to do that? Sure.
Look, I want to tell the guy at the radio station that this guy is not newsworthy in any way. Now, if he's not paying for all this time, then you're getting ripped off. And I thought you were amusing when you made fun of Madonna the other night. But
look,
by having this guy on,
Mister, you want glazed or plain?
Sir,
I wanted to ask
idiot.
You.
That's very funny. And, sir, I allow all points of view on this program. And my name is Phil. You don't have to call me Mr. Radio Station.
Well, no, he wants to call everybody by
all
their
right,
profession.
Phil.
My name is Phil. What, you're Tom?
Is he paying for all this time?
He's a sponsor.
But is he paying for all this
time? Wait, whoa. Don't talk about me like I'm not here. My name's Ted Bell.
Why don't you try the... How about
I'm
the discount?
Ted Bell.
How about the discount for the people to come in?
Discount?
Yeah, 50% off for a steak.
I'm going to get 50% off for the best steak, the best steak you ever shoved down your face.
Don't you think that might be a good business move, sir?
No, what I think you ought to do is cinch it up, sack it up, man up,
yeah,
and come on in and have yourself
that
a steak.
Before, sir. That's
right.
Your favorite... Go between that and the other thing, no teeth and whatnot. Like to insult
people.
No teeth.
That was last half hour.
I can't see if you ever had one person return to one of your restaurants. Because if you're there, I'm leaving.
Well, Mr. Grab Your Ankles, I can tell you this much.
Okay, you're still doing this stuff, all right?
No, I tell you what. If you're in my restaurant,
you are a disgrace. Anyone in Washington who would go to your restaurant now is a fool.
Is a under courageous man. Oh, okay, so let's let the military put it on the line, but you won't walk in and order yourself a steak or butter.
I did my time in the military, pal, but you didn't.
Hey, listen, pal. If you care about our military, you come in and get a butternut squash.
I did 6 years. How many years did you do, Big Mouth?
6 years where? Quentin or where was that? Rayford?
And 6 years in the military.
Oh, I thought he said Rayford.
You know, don't hide behind the flag, pal. You're just hurting because you opened at a bad time.
Look at this.
You ought to suck it up and say to yourself, well, let me try to be friendly and get these people to come in.
I am being friendly, Mr.
No,
I peeled
not.
Potatoes
Everyone
for 6 years.
Hears you saying you're insulting them.
I'm not insulting anybody. I'm saying care for the young men and women in the military. Come on in and do your part.
So, you know, do you think he's insulting
you? What you're doing, Ted, is you're wrapping your business in the flag like a lot of these people do. You're saying, well, if you care about America, you'll eat Ted's of Beverly Hills steaks.
Yes, only in my case, it's true. Everybody else sells crap. I don't sell crap. And on top of that, if there is a sniper attack, I got a horn.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
It's pretty cool. On second thought, that Ted's of Beverly Hills site's actually pretty good. So it's okay. It ain't that great. But I see where Brian from our intermediate department sent the guy a cease and desist letter, and he posted it on his site. And he's continuing to keep the site up. And he also says that he's got a map that will show you, he's got a link to a map that will show you how to zigzag to Ted's restaurant, but I tried to click on it, and it ain't there. Why? Because the guy's site is actually kind of bad. All right, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know where are we going here. Let me go over to my friend Bill. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Bill, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Miss you, sir. It never ceases to amaze me how people just get sucked in. I guess they don't read the newspaper and read all the accolades about you. I'm calling you to ask you if you've seen that tabloid, and it's not the biggest tabloid, but it's the one that gives you the most outrageous headlines when you're on a supermarket line that says, Iraqi sub found in Lake Michigan.
Oh, yeah, World Weekly News. Yeah.
And it seems to me like maybe some of your callers really take those type of stories seriously.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, maybe now we'll have a story of five white vans being driven by Saddam lookalikes.
Yeah. You know, the World Weekly News is subversive. It's the most subversive joke sheet I've ever read because it is absolutely a joke sheet, and it gets that play on the newsstands there at the supermarket. And I saw a guy walk up to it one day, stare, go, "Oh yeah, I'm sure. Like there's a werewolf boy. Did you see this man that's saying there's a werewolf boy? Yeah, right. But he obviously there's no subs, Iraqi subs in Lake Michigan, and all the other things they claim." So it's very funny, and, you know, what can I tell you? And man, those cats have got great positioning there in those checkout racks.
Yes,
that's
and,
like
but
me.
Unfortunately, I think there are a lot of people who probably believe it, because based on some of your calls, and it's amazing, because
did you see the one? This was the actual headline in the World Weekly News. Abraham Lincoln was a woman. That's now that is outstanding.
Were they the ones that had "I was kidnapped by Al Jolson lookalike" several years ago?
I was kidnapped by an Al Jolson lookalike.
No, Al Jolson lookalikes.
Oh, there were more than one? Guys in blackface?
Yeah.
Holy Jesus. No,
I don't know
that.
If that was a tabloid, though. It might have been one of their competitors.
That's marvelous.
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that. But I think it would be this similar. The way those guys get into the supermarkets would be like if I got a gig on WOR in New York. You know? Well, the guy's doing a serious talk show. Right. So there you go. Thanks for your call, though, Bill.
No problem.
See you later. Bye. And here is Jill. Hi, Jill.
Hi.
How's Jack?
I guess he's fine. I guess he's still rolling on down that hill.
There you go.
I'm just calling because I didn't hear the whole conversation with Samantha. I think that was her name.
Right.
But it caused me to call you up. I don't see where it's not a possibility if these snipers are not, part of the
It's a possibility. It's a possibility.
It is a possibility.
In my opinion, I didn't say it wasn't possible. I said it's not probable, though. I personally would bet money that it doesn't exist.
Well, I wouldn't bet money. I mean, I would just say that it's possible, like you're saying. But I'm just wondering.
It's also possible that it's a monkey that's up there trained. It's possible it's a woman. It's possible that it's a kid. It's possible.
Anything is possible, but
yeah.
So
we have to work in the area of probability now. So let's say what is probable. I don't believe it's probable it's Al-Qaeda. That's not their M.O. They don't have more than one guy working. It's not a very effective way of spreading terror. I mean, they're picking off one person here and one person there. If this thing is shutting down the school systems of Ashland and Richmond, why wouldn't they be all over the country doing this?
I don't know. I just remember hearing on the news that they said that that one of the people who were holding, I think it was in Cuba, said that there were snipers that were trained.
I think
that people wake up, you know, and think about that.
If I could comment on that, these guys that they're talking to in Cuba are the Al-Qaeda that they picked up in Afghanistan. And the snipers that they're talking about are guys firing from the backs of trucks. That's what the Al-Qaeda guys were referring to. Not long-range, proficient marksmen, but guys driving by and using maybe automatic weapons. Those dudes down in Guantanamo, you know what, man? I bet you they'd say that Mickey Mouse is calling the shots if it meant they'd get another ration of, you know, pork sandwiches.
Or maybe the attention.
Yeah, or maybe, you know.
But I know Ashland. I visited there, you know, quite a number of times. And the community, there's a lot of Christians there. I know there's a lot of prayer going up. And I'm just going to, you know, have faith that God's going to work this out. And,
well,
I don't know
if it's having too much faith keeping your kid home from school. It sounds like there ain't no faith going on there, man.
Well, you know, the school system, sometimes if the mothers and fathers are home, it's better if they stay home once in a while with their mom and dads.
Okay.
You know, the school can't be a home.
Cool.
But school can be in home.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Whatever.
This is the Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You know, if you're watching one of these news shows, by the way, and you see them bring on an expert, they'll bring on a legal expert, they'll bring on a medical expert, and you think you're actually going to be getting some good information, what you're really watching is an on-air audition by those medical experts or legal experts to see if they can get a full-time gig as a member of that news team or that panel show or debate show like Crossfire on CNN or some of these news shows. And they'll bring on, today we have Sally Smoker, and she is she's a psychologist. Go ahead, Sally. But let me tell you something. And she's gesticulating with the hands, and she's giving the big telegenic friendly grin, and she's coiffed to the nines, and she's just saying all kinds of ha-ha-ha stuff. And then they have, like, the doctor, the medical doctor. And now you really got to get some good information, you know. I mean, screw around with a medical doctor, you get the wrong information, you're going to take the wrong medicine, you're going to die, right? You think these guys care? Hey, let me tell you, Bill, the best thing you can do is get yourself a shave and have your hair done with a little of that pomade juice and go out in some spats. Yeah, you look good. What do you want, bud?
I want to look at the... Just want to show you something. Look at this.
Okay, what is it?
That is the actual different places what the sniper hit at.
All right, I'm looking at Manassas.
White Flint and over here, all these places?
Yeah.
Okay, draw a line from all the places where the sniper... Do you remember the guy last year who planted the pipe bombs and he wanted to do a happy face?
Right.
Okay, draw a line from all these places what the sniper's at.
All right. It's,
Doesn't look like Nevada?
No, it doesn't. Yeah, it look.
Then it could be one of four things. Nevada, a taco chip, a sideways baseball hat, or a teacup.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
If it's a teacup, maybe this guy works at Disney. And if...
Get out of here! If it's a teacup, maybe this guy works at Disney.
Yeah, on account of a teacup.
Yeah, I understand. What's Nevada got to do with it? Oh, I get it. Maybe he's a gaming agent.
You better hope he doesn't go for the saucer, too.
Yeah, okay, bud. freak. I was making a way better point about these people on the TV.
Yeah, whatever.
Everybody doing an audition, though. And these psychologists, can we get rid of them all? See, what's happening, this Dr. Phil, have you seen this guy? He basically tells you, you're the biggest pile of fetid, steaming dung ever to come down the pipe, and it's all your fault. Oh, okay, thanks. Like, I don't know that already, man. Dr. Phil's going to tell you straight, right? Like, Dr. Laura didn't already tell us straight. Dr. Phil's going to really tell us straight. So Dr. Laura tells us to get up off our asses and go out and do, and you know, make the, what is the thing she says? Go out and take on the day? Go make it a good day, something? Dr. Phil, you make my day? Go ahead, make my day. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Go ahead, make my day. All right. And Dr. Phil now is, I'm Dr. Phil, and remember, you're just a steaming pile of dung. All right, we'll see you next week here on Dr. Phil. Well, this is the Phil Hendry Show, and remember, keep reaching for the stars, and until you find the one you want, stay with the station of the stars here, the Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm Casey Kasem.